dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep? Or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Good evening, everyone. I'm so glad you're here. This show is video. So if you're only listening right now and you'd like to actually see me, you can go to my website, The Queen of Dreams. Put it up in that little search bar way up at the top and click that. It's my website's actually KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com, but a lot of people can't spell all those names. So if you just type in thequeenofdreams.com, it'll take you right to my website. And then you just look up in the top right hand corner and you'll see Dream Visions Radio, I think is what it says. Click that, because it's for Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And it'll take you to my Dream Vision 7 website. And there will be a little TV there with antennae on it. Click that and you'll get to watch my show. Okay, you'll get to see me as I'm holding up the books and showing you stuff. You don't have to just listen. But for those of you who are driving, and you're just listening, don't worry, I'll tell you all the books that I'm holding up and the pages I'm on and the chapters I'm in. And you can always go back at another time and watch, okay? So, and if you enjoy the show tonight, definitely go to my Facebook page, Kat O'Keefe Canavis, Kat Canavis author speaker page. And leave me a message, leave me a dream. I'll make sure that I talk about it for the next show. So welcome to Kat Canavis Interprets Your Dreams. Every now and then I don't have a guest and I just have you as my guests. I take all of your dreams that you've been sending me in emails and Facebook texts and all of that, and I work on just your dreams, and that's what I get to do tonight. So I'm really excited about that. We all dream, we all have dreams, and we have nightmares. Even if we don't remember our dreams, it's, you know, it's very easy to forget a nice, warm, fuzzy dream. Oh, you wake up, you go, oh, you know, it feels so good. That was a great dream, but I don't remember one thing about it. I just know that I was asleep and I was dreaming, but I don't remember anything in my dream. So why is a nightmare then so important? Well, it's really hard to forget nightmares, isn't it? Sometimes we can carry those nightmares with us for many, many years. And sometimes we have recurrent nightmares that don't go away. So tonight we're going to be talking about some real dreams from people that have sent me in their dreams. But I also want to talk about the importance of a nightmare. Like I said, a nightmare is hard to forget. There's a message in that nightmare. And it's something that your inner selves, your spirit guides, your guardian angels want you to remember so that you can find that nugget of gold. You can find that gift within your nightmare that can help you fulfill your life purpose, stay on the right path. All of that, you know, we were not just plunked down here on earth and then had an umbilical cord that just cut up, you know, cut. When the umbilical cord was cut, our umbilical cord to where we came from before we were born, to our spirit guides, our guardian angels, our deceased loved ones, those are our dreams. We still have those. We can connect with the other side through our dreams in order to stay on purpose. Our dreams are our GPS to our life purpose. And so that's one of the most incredible things about our dreams. And we're going to talk about a number of dreams that were sent in to me that were incredible dreams. But first, let's start off the show with our favorite protection and clearing meditation. So during this meditation, we're going to be using something that's really small but powerful to you. It can be something that someone you loved gave you. It can be a piece of jewelry. It can be a ring. It can be a necklace. It can be a bracelet. It can be a charm, anything. It can be your favorite flower. It could be your favorite stone. Anything that is powerful to you can be used in this meditation as a power gift. We're going to take 3 deep breaths of life in, and we're going to hold them. And we're going to let all the negativity that may have built up during the week go into that breath of life. And then we're going to blow it out across the room into the flame of Saint Germain, where it's going to be converted into beautiful golden light and returned to the universe. And the reason that we're doing that is so that we don't litter with negativity. So we're just going to kind of burn it up, like incinerate it, and turn it into golden light. Okay. So if you're driving right now and listening to me on Alexa, don't close your eyes for this meditation. It will still work. Okay. The rest of you, I want you to get nice and comfortable in your chair. Just kind of feel yourself grounding and relaxing. Let your shoulders drop. Feel yourself getting heavy in your chair. Just feel yourself relaxing. Relaxing. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. Imagine any little negativity getting into that breath of life. Now blow it out across the room. See it go right into the purple flame of Saint Germain. Another deep breath in. Hold it. Fill up your lungs. Fill up the bottom of your lungs, almost like into your stomach. Imagine something, maybe something you said to somebody this week that wasn't nice, going into that breath of life. Blow it out across the room. One more time. Deep breath in. Really fill your lungs up this time. Hold it. Imagine something someone said to you that hurt you just a little bit, getting sucked into that breath of life. Blow it out across the room. Goes right into the purple flame of Saint Germain. You see it turning into beautiful golden light and returning to the universe. Now I want you to imagine holding in your hand your power gift, whatever it is. Even if it's big, just imagine holding it. You don't have to really hold it. Take that power gift and swing it all around your body, creating a beautiful mirrored bubble that only allows that which is of the highest and best, brought by your spirit guides and guardian angels, to enter that bubble. We wish it so. And therefore it is. So whenever I'm doing this wonderful meditation, I imagine a dandelion, because a dandelion, the flower, that yellow flower, they call it, I think they call it milkweed also. The flower turns into the white, round, puffy ball that you can blow on it and spread it all over. Well, my spirit guides gave me that dandelion in a dream as a power gift. And so I always imagine holding that dandelion and just swinging it all around myself and know that that's my power gift. And I was also told in a dream to eat dandelion leaves. And I had no idea at that time how fortifying dandelion leaves are. They are amazingly healthy for you. So when you're ready, open up your eyes. If you're having trouble regrounding after doing a meditation, just take your fingers, touch your fingertips to your fingertips, and just kind of push on them a little bit. Isotopics. And then put your fingertips together in opposing directions and pull rather than pushing. Just pull three times. And this will help reground you back in the earth plane. So let's talk about dreams tonight. I'm all about dreams. I am the queen of dreams because my dreams saved my life three times. When the doctors told me I was healthy to go home, that the tests that they had given me, my yearly tests to check my, for cancer, my mammograms, my blood tests, my physical exams, said, "Oh, you're so healthy, go home." And yet my dreams said, "You have breast cancer. Go back to your doctors, get a second set of tests." And those dreams actually saved my life. So dreams are more than just a part of our lives. They're also a part of death. Deceased loved ones, glimpses of heaven, glimpses of the future are all part of dreams. And they can also take us back to the past. They can take us back. Oftentimes when we are in a crisis and we're thinking to ourselves, "My gosh, what am I going to do? I've never been in anything like this before." But you know, all those storage bins in our brains, by the way, that's my half Siamese cat, Cleo. She's talking too. She has dreams. She twitches and meows and chases something. All those storage bins in our minds have every crisis we've ever been in. And the solution we used. So maybe the very first time you got in a fight with your best friend in kindergarten, and you didn't know how to make up and you didn't know how to handle that. It was the worst thing in your life. Suddenly, now you're an adult. And you just had a fight with the best friend in your life. And you feel like it's the worst thing that's ever happened to you. You feel so bad and you just don't know what to do about it. All of a sudden, when you go to sleep at night, those bins in your mind open up and your inner guidance, your spirit guides come into your dreams. They sort through all those bins and they go, "Aha, we have it. Remember when?" And suddenly the past becomes just as important in the present. You have the solutions to your problem and they allow you to start working on them in your dreams. You now have a working dream. You're doing dream work and it's exhausting, especially if you're in a crisis. It's exhausting because there's a phenomenon that I often talk about and I call it crisis over hangover. Crisis hangover. If you've ever been in a small car accident or even a big one, but we'll just talk about a small car accident. You're not injured. You know, you're shaken. Your car's got a fender bender on it. It's very upsetting. You've got to deal with the insurance. You've got to deal with the person that you either hit or hit you. It's a crisis. And at the time, you're all hyped up. And the next day, when you wake up, you feel like you've got a hangover. You're exhausted. You have trouble focusing. You might have a headache. Might feel a little dizzy, a little nauseous. It's called a crisis hangover. And when we're all wrapped up during the time of our crisis, our pendulum, our inner pendulum swings way over here to the right. And, you know, we're real, real hyper. Well, we have a way of counterbalancing that by swinging way over to the left. It's not manic depressant. It's normal. And it's when we're way over here to this left that we have that crisis hangover, and then we come back to the center. So it's a really important part of our life, and we need to embrace that because it grounds us. And a lot of times that will happen in our dreams. Some of that grounding will happen in our dreams. So when we're in a crisis and we go to bed and we go to sleep, and our inner selves, our spirit guides, our guardian angels start sorting through all of those past experience boxes that are stored with information, and pull it out and start working with us in dream mode to solve that problem, we can become very hyper in the dream. You might suddenly wake up in the morning and your pillows are across the room, your covers are kicked off, and you feel exhausted. You feel like you've got a hangover. That's dream work. Because remember, dreams are our GPS to our life purpose. And every crisis we go through, whether we're awake when we go through it or asleep when we go through it, is tied directly into our life purpose. So it's important to understand life purpose and dreams. When we're born onto the life, onto our life plane, which I was talking about before, and our umbilical cord is cut by the doctor, maybe we're smacked on the backside. It's not really the end of our connection to our parents because we get to see them every day and they hold us. So the life cord or our umbilical cord to where we just came from on a spiritual level, back to where we were before we were born, is not cut. That's our cord to which we can reconnect on the other side through our dreams, the sacred dream doors to divine guidance. We have that. We are born with that. It's an innate gift. We're not plunked down here and left on our own. Even if your parents told you you happened in the back seat of the old Ford, you happened accidentally on purpose. You're here for a reason. You're here to complete a life purpose that you chose before you were even born. You chose it from the other side. You said, I'm going to come down here at a certain time and do a certain thing. And when I finally have it done, I'm going to die a happy person in an old age, or I'm going to come back to you having completed my life purpose. And that's why our dreams are so important. They can reconnect us to that life purpose. They are our GPS. We were all born with spirit guides and guardian angels. They are the innate gift that came with us on our birthday. They're the gift from God. We were born with them. We are their job here on the earth plane. And they take that job very seriously every single day. I swear my spirit guides, my guardian angels, they draw straws every morning to see who's going to get me. It's like, what is she going to get into today? We've got to be on guard all day long. And then I always get to see them and reconnect with them at night. It's really important to remember the law of permission. With the law of permission, if you find that you're in a crisis and you need help, you need your guardian angels, your spirit guides to come in and help you, you're frightened, you have to ask them. That saying, ask and you will receive, is so important. It's part of the law of permission. You see, they are allowed to help. They're here to help. You are the person that they're caring for, but they are not allowed to interfere. No, they can't just do what they think you should do, or guide you to do what they think you should do. You must ask, please help me. How often have you driven into a parking lot, and it was completely full. There wasn't a single parking spot anywhere. And there were cars lined up everywhere, waiting with their blinkers on, waiting for somebody to turn their backup lights on. And then they were like going to fly in and take that spot immediately. And you're going, oh, I'm never going to get a spot. And then you go, parking angel, would you please help me? I have the appointment. I have this appointment, and I really need to get a parking spot right now. And boom, you hear a knock on your window, or somebody comes up to you and says, I'm going to back out right here, like right where you are. I'm going to back out. If you can back up just a little bit, you can have my spot. And you go, thank you, guardian angels. Thank you, parking angels. Ask and you will receive. So, you know, even if you don't remember your dreams, and this is Loki, he's my little angel. Even if you don't remember your dreams, you do dream. Everything dreams. Everything that's living dreams. I'm sure even trees dream. When their leaves start blowing in the wind, does that mean it's like Loki when his little feet are twitching and his little nose is twitching when he's sound asleep? And he has nightmares too. Let me tell you, he almost pushed me out of bed one night. He had both of his front feet and his back feet on my back, and he let out a howl and pushed, and I thought I was going to fall right on the floor. Something was chasing him, and he was pushing it away and came right out in his dreams. So we all have dreams and nightmares. And our nightmares are almost more important than our dreams, because there's a really important message in there. And we need to remember it. It's our spirit guides, those guardian angels that are here to make sure that we can fulfill our life purpose. It's their way of saying, hey, wake up right now. Wake up and don't remember this right here, because this is important and you need to know it. And they'll wake you right up out of a deep sleep so that you can write that down. But we'll talk about that when we come back. We've got to take a quick break. You're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio TV Network. And I'm your host of Dreaming Healing Cat Cannabis. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Can diagnose your life. What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Canavis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, who are you? Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing by three-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases by Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone, to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and TV. I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, but my friends all call me Kat. So I hope you will too. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself for those of you who are new, because my audience is really growing. Thank you. I'm so glad that I'm able to give you what you would like. And that's why we're doing the show tonight. Today, it's all about you and dreams. I'm known as the Queen of Dreams, and I am the host of the show you're watching tonight, Dreaming Healing. This is a video podcast. So again, if you're only listening, you can go to my Dreaming Healing site. There was just one of Loki's hairs just went by. My Dreaming Healing website. Just Google it, Dream Cat Cannabis on Dreaming Healing. It'll take you right there. Or you can go to my website, The Queen of Dreams. I'm also a co-publisher with We Be Books Publishing, and We Be is Word Empowered Book Endeavors. So if you have a book in you, and so many of us do, we have a story to tell, and you'd like to see if We Be Books Publishing is the right home for your book, your story, your experience, go and check it out. WEBE bookspublishing.com. I'm a three-time breast cancer survivor whose dreams diagnosed my cancer all three times, and that's after the medical community missed it. It's not because I'm not doctor bashing or medical community bashing, because even though my dreams, my spirit guides came into my dreams and said, you know, you have breast cancer, they also said, go back to your doctors. Yeah, they did. They said, go back to your doctors and get a second set of tests. They didn't say, go find Swami Wami Rama Lama Ding Dong, because I would have done it. They said, go back to your doctors, get a second set of tests. And it was when I got the additional testing that the pathology reports confirmed the dreams. So I did teach psychology at USF, University of South Florida, the Fort Myers branch. I'm an internationally syndicated columnist for Biz Catalyst 360 magazine. Living Your Dreams is my column. And I also write in Desert Health magazine and Positive Tribe magazine. And I've been featured in Women's World, Good Housekeeping, Epoch magazine, and many others. I'm a keynote speaker, a dream interpreter, a coach, a publishing coach, and an internationally award-winning best-selling author of 7 books, including the groundbreaking research book funded by Duke University Medical. And I'm the co-author with Dr. Larry Burke. And the name of the book is Dreams That Can Save Your Life. And I'm going to actually be talking about some of the dreams in this book tonight. I've been on Dr. Oz, The Doctor, CBS, NBC, you name it. Way too much to go over all of it here, but you can go to my website, The Queen of Dreams, and learn more about me. I always say, you know, don't tell God how big your problems are. Don't tell your problems how big your God is. Poof, they'll be gone. So I'd like to get right into the dreams, but I just want to remind everybody that I will be on a panel in Tucson, July 17th through the 21st at the International Association for the Study of Dreams 2022. I'd love for you guys to come and listen to me talk and say, hey, you know what? I've heard you on Dreaming Healing. So let's get down to a clown dream. I want to talk about the clown dream I had. And when I do my my Unmask Your Dreams workshops, this is an example. I take my masks, I've got about 30 of them, and I take the masks and I put them out all around the room, and the people who are taking my workshop will find a mask that resonates with them. I call this me, myself, and I, id, ego, super ego mask. It's a mask that is often chosen. I have another mask that is a clown mask, and people go, why would you have a clown mask up there? Well, I had a dream, and in that dream, I had gone for my mammogram after my fifth year of supposedly being cancer-free. And in the dream, my spirit guides, dressed as Franciscan monks, that's the way they dress for me, walked into my dream and said, come with me. We have something to show you. And I walked through another dream door. And in this dream room were my monks, but one of them was dressed as a nurse. And another monk was dressed as a doctor. And I'm going, like, that is really strange. I mean, here we had a monk outfit on with a little white cap on the top, like a nurse. And that monk was holding my mammogram film in his hands or her hands. I was so focused on the white cap on top of the hood. I was like, well, that is bizarre. And I looked closer, they kind of motioned to me to look at the mammograms closer. And when I did, I saw my name in block letters on the bottom. And I said, oh, that's mine. And poof, that guide turned into a giant clown. And the other guides that were in the room with them turned into giant clowns with the curly red hair and the great big red bulbous nose and the big shoes with the big balls on their shoes. And they were rocking back and forth and laughing. And I said to myself, oh my God, this is a nightmare. This is a nightmare. Wake up. I woke myself up and I got it. I got the dream immediately. I mean, it's hard to miss, right? I went back to my doctors the next day and I said, I need an MRI, and I'm not leaving here till I get one. Well, the short part of that long story is the MRI showed a 9x11 centimeter cancerous area that had been missed again 5 years later by mammograms. So those scary clowns in my dream, who were my spirit guides, saved my life. It saved my life. And that's why a nightmare is a gift from God. If I'd had some nice, soft little dream, chances are I would not be talking to you right now. I would be dead. There's no doubt in my mind that I would be dead. So one of the questions that was asked was, why do we have dreams of going to the bathroom when we need to go to the bathroom in our sleep? Okay, this is called a breakthrough dream, and it happens to us often, where your body's telling you something that is real in your waking world, and it breaks into your dream. The problem is when you have that full bladder and you're not listening to your dream to wake up, or your dream is saying, yeah, we have to go to the bathroom in our dream too. You have to go to the bathroom for real. And we wet the bed. But with the breakthrough dream, your dream wakes you up and says, wake up. You have to go to the bathroom. Go now. And so with this breakthrough dream, we don't wet the bed. We go to the bathroom and then we go back into our dream. And quite often, you can slide right back into your dream. You can go back into the same position you were in before you fell asleep. And, you know, there you are. So there's another dream was sent to me, and I thought that this was a really, really interesting one. It was about a cow, and it's called, I called it Holy Cow. And it was sent in to me by Rob. So the dream is, I dreamed of a cow chasing me, and then I held it by the horns and fought back. It didn't hit me. I became more powerful than, you know, the cow, and pushed it back. What does this dream mean? Am I going to get attacked by a cow? Well, I don't think so. I don't think that's the meaning of this dream, Rob. If you work on a farm or you visit a friend who has a farm, it could be a precognitive dream warning you that there's a randy cow out there that might try to grab you with its horns. So this could be a dream for the future, precognitive, be alert. However, most dreams and animals in there are usually symbolic, and cows and dreams are usually good signs that symbolize important issues presented to you in a passive manner. Because if you think about it, most cows are more, even though they're bigger than you, they're more afraid of you than you are in them. And in some cultures and religions, cows are holy. Think of, you know, the phrase, holy cow. So on a precognitive level, you know, in the Bible, there were dreams about cows, and they were precognitive warning of famines. So see if that might be fitting into your life. Are you going through a spiritual famine? Are you going through a physical famine? Are you hungry? Has the price of food gone so high? Did you miss a meal? Have you been missing your meals because you're working so hard? So if this were my dream, I'd be looking at the passive aggressive issues in my life. What person who has been really passive is suddenly becoming more aggressive, where you kind of need to take the situation by the horns and give a little pushback. It could be a precognitive dream because it shows you that by taking those horns in your hands or taking the cow by the horns, you'll prevail. Maybe you are a very passive person. Maybe you don't want to make waves. I mean, that's like kind of the big thing now. Don't make waves, accept everything. But maybe your message is to, you know, push back a little bit. In my book, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, there's a similar dream to that in chapter 26, page 148, and it's called The Rape. And it's about a cow. And it's by Lou Haggard. And his dream is, he says, as soon as he closed his eyes, he was bombarded by violent hypnagogic scenes. And what that means is, it means that he had all of these psychedelic colors and flashes in his dream. And he falls into a dream where he has a rape scene on the back of a cow. So, and it gave him the information he needed to go back to the doctor to find that he had cancer. So if you're interested in reading about that, it's in Dreams That Can Save Your Life, chapter 26, page 148. So dreams are a gift that we often wish we could give back, but nonetheless, they are a gift.
Did you know that every word you speak matters? What you say and how you say it can make or break a relationship or shift the outcome of any situation. Are your conversations making a difference? Faith in God, gratitude, authenticity, and giving are Teresa Velarde's heart. It's in this spirit that she's focused on making a difference in the lives she's blessed to touch. Conversations That Make a Difference is now on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Tuesday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, with live call-in shows every first and third Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
Why are we here? How can we be happy? Questions asked from millennials to boomers. Crappy to Happy, Sacred Stories of Transformational Joy answers them using true stories of grit, grace, and love. James Redfield, author of The Celestine Prophecy, wrote in the foreword, "This book is a seminar about emerging truths and offers grounded solutions through the art of the comeback." Dr. Bernie Siegel, a contributing author, wrote, "Bodies die, but spirits and consciousness survive and recycle." So, grab some tissues, open your book, and prepare to cry and laugh till it heals. Crappy to Happy by Reverend Ariel Patricia and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers worldwide.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Dreaming Healing on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And I'm your host, Kat Cannabis. And just before the break, we were talking about cows and dreams and dreams with cows. And I talked about how in dreams it can save your life, early warning signs of cancer and other diseases, there was actually a dream in here about a cow. So it's called The Rape. And I'm going to read it to you. As soon as I closed my eyes, I was bombarded by violent hypnagogic scenes. And I think I said just before the break that hypnagogic scenes, if you probably have experienced them and didn't know what they were. When you first start to fall asleep, you'll kind of be spinning. You'll be spinning and you might see a lot of colors. You might see psychedelic shapes. And you feel like you're falling. It's where the idea of falling asleep comes from. It's like you're on a psychedelic trip, and you are into the dream world. So he says, I knew it would be a rough ride, and I held on tight. Yeah, I've had that before where I'm just falling down into a hole, spinning around, and they're flashing colors, and you just go with it. It's either that or wake yourself back up. Soon the imagery organizes into a dream of running along a path above a beach, arms and legs churning, but feet not touching the ground, as if I were flying. A powerful black man pursues me faster than I, and I know he will catch me. He seizes me from behind and forces me off the trail, down onto the beach, toward the water. I struggle, but realize my resistance will result in my anal rape there in the sand. So the first part of the dream, that was just the first part. He's running along the beach. That's spirituality. Anytime you're on a beach with water, it's spirituality. Cancer is often seen as black growth. I don't think anybody's had bright, colorful pink or yellow or healthy looking skin in a cancerous situation. So it looks kind of like a black mushroom. So then the second part of the dream, he kind of comes up from that dream just a little bit and falls into the next part of the dream, and it's called the horns of the bull. Later that same night, okay, so he's shifting from one dream to another. Later that night, I saw myself draped backwards between the horns of a bull, standing upright on its hind legs. On the horns of a dilemma, so to speak, the following day, my back went out. And he had to go to the doctor to find out why his back had gone out. And it was at that time, when he was having an MRI, that they found he had cancer. So I think that Lou did a great job in interpreting his own dream and realizing that this was a diagnostic dream. He had this dream and still he didn't get it. So what happened next? His body went out. First, he had the dream of a black man chasing him and then raping him. Turns out he had prostate cancer. So he's anally raped. In the next segment of the dream, he's draped over a bull. He's got to take the bull by the horns. And he, he feels like he needs to control this bull that's standing on its back legs, and he's draped over it. He is in a position of being killed by a situation, and he must take the bull by the horns. Still, he's reluctant to go to the doctor, and then his back goes out. After being draped over the bull backwards in his waking world, now his dream is seeping through into his waking world, his back actually goes out. And when he goes to the doctor, he finds that he has prostate cancer, but it's caught soon enough that he lives and writes his story in the book. So at the end of the dream, I write my interpretation, which I pretty much just gave to you, and Dr. Larry Burke comments on it. Dr. Larry Burke says the water element is part of the Chinese fire element and corresponds to bladder cancer and has been considered the masculine bull imagery would be part of the prostate cancer. Male bull, prostate cancer. Females can't really get prostate cancer. So he actually had prostate cancer that I believe was also starting to affect his bladder and his kidneys. At least that's where it was going to go next. It was a crisis. This man was in a crisis. So that's where your dreams can actually, save your life. So another dream that is in this book that I wanted to talk to you about, but it's actually re-entering your dreams. So if by chance you were to have a dream that was a nightmare, I mean, this guy had a nightmare dream, first about someone chasing him and raping him. And it wasn't just any rape, it was anal rape. Again, it's pointing to a certain part of the body. let's say you have a dream and you have a feeling that there's a really strong message in that dream and you need to figure out what it is. One of the things that you might want to do if the dream wakes you up is to get back into your dream, re-enter your dream. Why would anybody want to re-enter a nightmare, right? You woke yourself up because it was scaring the bejabbers out of you to begin with. Why would you want to go back in? Well, the answer to that is because you need that answer. You have a choice. You can either get back into that dream and finish it to figure out what that dream is, or you can keep having it over and over and over again. You can keep reliving that nightmare over and over and over again until you figure out the message. It's not going to go away. It wasn't until Lou went to the doctor, got the checkup, found out what was wrong, that the nightmare stopped. And that's often a sign that it's something really important. You got to figure it out. So getting back into your dream when you're having a nightmare can be a lifesaver. It really can. So one of the things that you want to do, so let's say you just had a nightmare and you woke yourself up and you're going, oh, that was horrible. Immediately lie back down in your bed in the same position you were in before you woke up. So if you were on your side when you first woke up and then rolled over and sat up in bed and said, that was horrible. I just got thrown into the waves by a giant bull. Lie back down in the bed in the same position you were in before you sat up, before you woke up. And just calm your mind, get into that same position and see if you can slide back into that dream. Why is that important? One of my clients named Linda kept having a recurrent nightmare that was so bad, she refused to sleep anymore. Two things that we have to do to stay alive, actually three, breathe air, can't live long without it. Have to eat, won't live long without food, and you have to sleep. Your body will break down without sleep. You must eat, sleep, and breathe air. She told me she wasn't going to go to sleep anymore because she was having a horrible nightmare and she didn't want to do anymore. So she called me up and said, I am not going to go to sleep anymore. And she told me she was having a dream where she would be in the living room with her significant other, and which was her husband, but she always referred to him as her significant other. So she would say, oh, you know, I went out to dinner with my significant other. So she was on the couch watching TV when there's a knock on the door. And her husband would stand up and she'd say, no, don't answer the door. And he would walk across the room, open the door, and her deceased father would be there. And she would scream and wake herself up out of the nightmare. This had been going on for over a month. And she said, I can't work. I can't focus on my job. My health is suffering. My husband's threatening to leave me. I'm always cranky. I'm in an awful mood. So I'm just not going to go to sleep anymore. And I said, listen, Linda, I want you to think about this. Your father's showing up for a reason. Are you screaming when you see him because he's dead and that's scaring you? Or, you know, why are you screaming? Why are you screaming yourself awake? She said, no, I don't care that he's dead. I'm glad he's dead. I couldn't stand the man. He was mean to me when he was alive. And I don't know why he's showing up now that he's dead. I want him gone from my life. I don't want him in my dreams. I don't want him at all. I'm not going to go to sleep. I don't want to see him. Said, do you want this nightmare to stop? And she said, yes. I said, okay, there's only one thing that's going to make this stop. You got to kind of grab the bull by the horns here. Again, see how important bulls, cows are? The next time there's a knock at the door, rather than letting your husband answer the door, I want you to get up, open up the door and find out what he wants. It's the only way you're going to make him go away. She goes, no, I'm not going to do that. I said, do you want this nightmare to stop? You do it. Call me tomorrow and tell me what happens. So I didn't hear from her for a couple of days. And then the phone rang and there she was. It was Linda. She says, you're not going to believe this. That night I had the nightmare. And when there was the knock on the door, I stood up, I walked across the room, I opened the door, and it was my father. And when I saw him, he looked at me and he said, Linda, I love you. That's all he said. And I don't know what happened to me, but I threw my arms around his neck and I said, Daddy, I love you too. And the dream stopped. It shifted. I didn't wake up and I haven't had it since. So the moral of the story is here. We're having those nightmares for a reason. She had to get closure with her father in order to continue to live on the earth plane. And sometimes having a lucid dream like that and daring to take care of it is what you need to do to get on with your life and stop the nightmare. So we've come to the end of our show. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. I look forward to having you with me in all my other shows. Until then, remember, everybody dreams, but some dreams save lives. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. And a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author, Cat O'Keefe Canavas. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O-K-E-E-F-E-K-A-N-A-V-O-S. Or the Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.